I have a confession to make. Today is Tuesday, and I am now just recording the week's meditation. I typically record these meditations either a few days before Monday or over the weekend. Why didn't I do it? I suppose I could offer you some excuses, but the truth is I haven't recorded the week's meditation because I was working on a problem I found challenging and frustrating. Here's the problem. I've observed in the many people that I talk with week in and week out who have the symptoms of Parkinson's that there is a formidable roadblock that seems to emerge over the course of recovery. People are popping about doing one therapy or another, feeling better, getting more energy, getting more hopeful about the prospects of their life for the rest of the year and next year. All of a sudden, something happens. A sprain, a backache, a fall, a feeling begins to merge in, a bout of depression. And there is then an energy that unfolds that becomes extremely difficult to work your way out of. This happens to everyone, but it's particularly problematic for individuals who have the symptoms of Parkinson's because mobility is also a challenge. What's the consequence when this roadblock moves in to obstruct our ability to recover? We begin to do nothing. We don't exercise. We don't eat well. We eat all the foods that we know we're not supposed to eat. We do not contact our friends. We do not take positive action. We begin to have a myriad of negative thoughts that drag us down into the gutter. We become convinced that all of this talk about being able to get relief from symptoms is just a bunch of baloney. So the whole template, the false belief template, moves in and grabs hold of us as if it were a living entity. A dark cloud of energy begins to unfold over us, and it becomes literally impossible to take any positive action. Of course, exercise will make us feel better. And our minds tell us, oh, I should exercise today. But because this cloud is hovering over us that is dark and very thick, we are unable to literally stand up from where we sit or even sit up from where we lie. Once that particular dark and low-frequency energy grips us, the question turns on, how in the world do we pull ourselves out of this depression? As far as I can tell, no one is exempt from this challenge. Everyone that I've talked to has had the same experience. Even John Coleman was telling me that it appears as though for the people that he works with, there is an elongated period of feeling better and better and better. And then at some point, there is a significant and formidable setback. Some people never recover from that setback, and many do. What then, I ask myself, and I have to confess, I have been asking myself for days and days, might be a way to loop ourselves out of this incredible double bind that we find ourselves in from time to time. It may be we have been overcome by such a dark energy that we have been inactivated from taking inaction, or it may be that the inability to act is just partly disabled, so we are able to go out and get some exercise. We are able to eat some good food. We are able to get the therapies that we know are going to make a difference to being able to feel better. We are able to work somewhat on our trauma, but not as aggressively as is needed to get full symptom relief. I finally came on one approach, one possible solution to being able to work our way out of this funk. Here it is. I believe what can really help is we take a very short action that consumes 5 or 10 minutes at most. This is not a large task. It doesn't have to be put on a list. We don't have to feel guilty if we do it or don't do it. It's a small, tiny task that has incredible consequences. So, what I'm going to do this week and next week will be to suggest a short assignment that you can take on if you so choose. This assignment will be to go somewhere immediately after listening to the short assignment, or that I call a short meditation, and then go do the assignment. You can get caught up with any of the assignments, and they could consume a half a day, a full day, or even a week. That's not the idea here. The idea really is very simple. The idea is to find ways to begin to clear out the clutter that is dragging us down and holding us back. Dark energy is basically unused items. Items that might have been useful to us years ago, but that we put aside. We thought we would use them someday, but we are not using them today, and we're not going to use them tomorrow. Clearing out these unused, unwanted, and neglected items will free us up to take on new items that we will use, new ideas that we will think about. You see, we can't begin to have new experiences until we make room in our lives for them. Because the symptoms of Parkinson's can consume a lot of energy. They are holding space in your life. That means that they are holding you back. How do you clear out those symptoms? I think one way is to do that indirectly, to look at other aspects of your life. Aspects like what might be inside your drawers, or under your carpets, or in your car, your attic, your garage, your deck, your office, your desk, your wallets. So, be prepared. My idea that I finally came up with today is to challenge you each and every day with a very brief and short task. I'd like to suggest that you do just what I suggest so that the task does not take a long time, 5 minutes or 10 minutes at most. I've actually done this work for myself, and I'm suggesting that you do it too, because I have been so exhilarated and energized by doing it. It sounds, in a way, a bit incomprehensible that I could get so much energy from discarding just one item, but I'm here to tell you it works for me. Instead, then, over the next couple of weeks of focusing your attention on symptoms or reasons why you might not be functioning as well as you would like to, let's look elsewhere over the next several weeks. Let's look at how you have manifested in your life, clutter and mess and items that no longer serve your best and highest good. Let's acknowledge that and get rid of them one way or another. I have no standard rule for you to use as to what in the world you need to do with the item once you have identified it. There are many, many choices for what to do with an item that you need to get rid of. So just scan down that well-known list of choices and make a quick decision as to what you want to do with it. Throwing it away in the garbage is always an option. Burning it is always an option. Flushing it down the toilet is always an option. Some of the items that you're going to find, you're going to think, I can't throw this away. Fine, give it away. You may have a family member. You may have a friend or a neighbor that could use that item. When you make your decision, simply decide who you want to give it to, how you want to get rid of it, or how you want to dispose of it. And for the rest of the day, just make sure that that happens. One item and only one item. You may be drawn into some of these assignments, and all of a sudden you find yourself clearing out your entire drawer. So be it. Or your entire garage or your entire attic. So be it. But the point of this is really not to engage you in these larger, time-consuming, spring-cleaning kind of assignments. The idea really rather is the process of clearing out the clutter that is holding you back from actualizing your highest good. So get ready for some fun assignments. And I say now for the fifth time, the idea here is not to burden you with any assignment that's going to take any time at all. These are designed to be quick and dirty so that you go in, you get an item, you figure out what to do with it, and then you do with it, and you get on with the rest of your day. I may be wrong, but as the clutter in your life begins to clear, I am thinking that you will actually begin to feel a lot better. I am thinking that symptoms will begin to resolve and ameliorate. We're now focusing our attention on places outside how you may be actually feeling in your physical body. How you are feeling in your physical body, however, is also represented by what might be in your drawers, your cupboards, the boot of your car, your attic, and your basement. So, have fun over the next several weeks clearing out the clutter that is holding you back from manifesting your destiny and becoming symptom-free. I hope you find the assignments exhilarating, fun, and engaging. And I also hope when you hear them, you won't think to yourself, oh, I don't have time for that. Get into the habit of taking action, for it is in the taking action that you will begin to garner more and more enthusiasm for life and joy deep within your soul for being alive today. Small assignments, 5 minutes, 10 minutes at most, begin to move and take action, and if, by chance, you happen to be in one of those places of obstruction, if by chance you happen to have met your own roadblock, may these short daily assignments be a mechanism, be a vehicle, be a means for taking you out of the funk that you are currently in. May you clear away the clutter of your life every day this week and next, and be exhilarated by doing it. It has been pure pleasure to invent these experiences for you. I truly and genuinely hope you find they are useful. Have a marvelous week. This is Robert Rogers, and of course, this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.